from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trent. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Joe, I have to greatly apologize. It disappeared from the system on me, and I had to quickly search for it.
Apologize to Shelty. He didn't get the proper intro. Shelty, I don't know what this guy is doing today.
Shelty, I've given up five runs in the first inning.
Don't say that. Do not say that.
Don't curse them for tonight.
I said it was me that gave up
the beginning.
Runs.
It's the Joe Starkey show. I mean, that's the first time I had heard that. And speaking of that, like, are you going? What are we doing here? Are you ever going to get like a permanent co-host, or is it just like
I don't know?
Show up whenever you want and.
I don't know.
What's going on?
I told you 2 weeks ago, I don't know when he's here and when he's not. Sometimes into the show. And now, to my left, I thought I had a trusted producer here. But yesterday, City Limits called Bob Pompiani ugly. He called me stupid, and now he insulted you off the top of the show. This is unbelievable.
We have a mediator. Joe thought that... I called him stupid because he had some idea, and I said, Joe, I don't know about that. That's kind of dumb. And he said, you're calling me dumb. And Bob was wearing nice...
Big stretch there, Shelty.
Bob was wearing glasses, and Joe said, the glasses look great. Don't you think so? And I said, yeah, I think they look good on Bob.
Good. He changed great to good, Shelty.
And that they insinuated insulting him.
All I'm telling you, Stark, now you know how it feels like to be me. You know, I mean, you're getting insulted. I'm telling you what. You go after the Godfather in Pittsburgh?
I know.
That's a dangerous, dangerous slope to go down. Like,
I couldn't believe it.
I mean, you may want to update your resume. You go after the Godfather. Like, you just don't do that. You just don't. You don't do that.
Limits? You could be in trouble when you
see Bob again. I'm backed into a corner.
Meanwhile, Shelty, Paul Skeens, I mean, this is incredible. Everybody knew he had an electric arm. I just didn't know that. He was going to have this massive of a repertoire and this sort of veteran savvy and be able to dip into different aspects of it whenever he needs it. It's a change up one day. It's the splinker. It's a bunch of things. Last night, it seemed to be everything.
Yeah, last night he was really good. He was really sharp. I think it's easy to be critical. Like the day against the Cubs, he threw too many pitches and still went five innings and, you know, gave up one run or no runs. But this kid is extremely talented with multiple weapons. And I think to your point, Stark, that I really like that you made is he's going to continue to get better because he wants to learn. He wants to be challenged. He wants to do those things. And when you have the weapons that he has, like, I'm really glad he's a Pittsburgh Pirate. I'm telling you that right now because this kid's really talented.
I've asked you this before, but as you've gotten to know him, Like, you know, what's he like when he walks into the clubhouse? Is he a quiet, keep to himself kind of guy? Is he already establishing himself as a leader type guy? What's he like around the clubhouse on a day-to-day basis?
I think he will. He'll grow into being a leader because that's his personality and that's his background right now. You know, I think it's a situation where he's getting accustomed to the group. He's learning, still learning the group. You know, the big thing about it is, and I think we all forget, he's 22. You know, so he's still learning, you know, how to navigate a big league season. He's learning how to navigate a big league clubhouse. But he has thoughts. The thing I love about him the most, though, is, like, this guy likes to learn, man. He likes to ask questions. He wants to be the best. He continues to, you know, like, hey, how can I be challenged? What can I do to be challenged? Like, those kind of things, I think, are what separate, you know, different classes of major league players.
Derek Shelton on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted. Why am I hearing myself from before? Are you playing me out loud there, Limits?
No,
in there?
I did not touch anything.
I'm sorry, Shelty. They're all hell's broken loose here today.
Well, I mean, what's going on?
I don't know. I think he's sabotaging the show.
I get blamed for things that I have no control over all the time on this show. It's an everyday occurrence.
Hey. That, like, be careful using that statement right there. Be careful using that statement. All right? Be careful using that. I'm just telling you, like, that's a dangerous slope.
Well, let's talk about Jared Jones then, because I thought that was maybe as good as he's looked even back at the beginning of the year. When he burst upon the scene the other day, he was spectacular. Yes,
I would agree with that. I think it's as good as he's been since early in the year. You know, the first start off a little bit of rust. The second start off in Chicago, I thought he was good, and you know, but it was a situation where I thought he kind of got out of his delivery a little bit. He let some things within the game affect him, and then this start he went out, was under control, stayed in his delivery. Execution of the pitches was outstanding. And I think the big thing for Jared's going to be is he continues to mature. And again, this is a beautiful thing if you're a Pirates fan. We're talking about another 22-year-old kid. Like, he's like a bull in a china shop at times, man. He just wants to go, and we got to slow him down a little bit and just say, like, hey, man, just execute pitches. Put the ball on the plate, you know, make them beat you. And he's learning that also. And so having – you know, that combination of those two young kids along with Mitch is something that you know, really makes me feel good.
Back to Skeens for a second. When is his next start?
I think we're still deciding that because we have the off day coming up. I think, as you guys know today, we're doing a bullpen day. But it should be, you know, within either the Kansas City, end of the Kansas City, beginning of the St. Louis series.
And looking at the schedule, it figures maybe three more starts. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's what, you know, tentatively we're talking about. I think we're going to have to monitor where he's at and how much he throws. But, you know, I think as we've talked about, we want him to keep pitching. So we haven't fully made that decision yet, but we will continue to talk about it.
When you look at the rotation here, yeah, it's very enticing looking forward. You can picture next season opening with Skeens, Jones, Keller, and then lots of candidates. How is Oviedo doing these days?
He's doing good, and I'm glad you brought that up because I was wondering if that was going to be where you were going. But, yeah, he's doing well. You know, the throwing program's going well. It's just, you know, we got to get through the buildup. I mean, this is a guy that was a big part of our rotation last year. I mean, through – almost 180 innings or 180 innings. I think the thing we're going to have with Ovi next year is just how we monitor him in terms of volume because, you know, first year coming off Tommy John, having thrown no innings, that's where our challenge is going to be with him. But, you know, I think people forget at times that we still have Oviedo and that as effective as he was and the fact that he's still really young too. So that's another really important piece of our pitching depth.
What about Chandler? Is he going to have a realistic shot like Jones did coming into this year to start next year in the rotation?
I think once we get into spring training, we'll have a better idea. That was the same question we talked about with Jared at this time last year. And we just have to see where we're at and what our rotation looks like and go from there. But the strides that Bubba has made, getting to AAA, pitching like he has, I think that's extremely encouraging. I mean, if you talk going back to Skeens, I mean, this is another kid that, like, when you give him challenges and you put things in front of him, he attacks them head on, and he's a big part of our future.
Shelty, I've asked you this in many different ways, but as we talk about the future, have you been given any assurance that you will be here next year?
Yeah, I'm not, like I've told you before. I mean, you love to talk about this topic, Stark, every week. We'll talk about that at the end of the year, but my focus is the rest of the year and how we're going.
Well, I didn't talk about it last week because you can only talk about it so much, but as we're talking about next year, the question pops up, I mean, inevitably, and I was just curious whether you're working on an assurance or whether you feel like you need to get to some sort of benchmark the rest of this season as you analyze next season.
No, I'm working on us getting better and winning as many games the rest of the year. That's where my focus is and will be, you know, throughout the rest of the year.
As I analyze this season, Shelty, two guys that stand out that I think you were counting on heavily and it didn't pan out, Sawinski and Hayes. So let me ask about Hayes first. Has there been any determination made on or identification on exactly what's wrong and a game plan moving forward?
Well, the game plan moving forward is just strengthening the back, and that's what we're working on, and that's what Key's working on every day. Just in terms of getting his back to having the strength that he can to make the rotation that he needs to make to be a good major league hitter. And that's been the focus that we've had every day. He's working on it. You know, he's at the ballpark every day. He has not done any baseball activities yet. So we're working towards that. And then with Jack is like, you know, consistency. I think that's been the biggest thing. And, you know, in AAA, he has been better over the last 2 weeks and more consistent at bats. But that has been the thing that has kind of plagued him, you know, in both AAA and the big leagues.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Is surgery on the table at all this offseason for Hayes if it doesn't get better?
For Key Brian, as of right now, surgery is not on the table. So, you know, I mean, when you're dealing with backs, it's a fickle thing. But right now, you know, our plan is strengthening and conditioning and getting him in a position where the back is healthy so he can make the rotation, the rotations that he needs.
I believe City Limits has a couple of questions.
Shelty, you got a chance to see Billy Cook come up and have a good debut. 2-for-4,
drove in a couple of runs. What do you like about him, and could we see more guys that fit the profile like Billy Cook, like Nick York, or maybe Leyva Pagara later this year?
Yeah, well, I think the situation is what we see later in the year, we can determine when Indy season gets done. I mean, very quick look at Billy. I mean, two hits, did a nice job. You know, got his first hit in RBI out of the way, which I think takes a ton of pressure off. One of the things that we like about Billy is the ability to play all three outfield positions, be able to play first base. He's a versatile kid. He's athletic, you know, which really gives us a different dynamic in the fact that he can play all three and play first base. So really good first impression of him overall. You know, I mean, the other day he got up, drove from Toledo, got here right before game time, and then went out and had a nice game.
Andy Rodriguez in Double-A starting his rehab. Do you want to see him? I saw that he's going to catch a little bit. Do you want to see him at other positions as well, just to continue that versatility because of how good Joey Bart has been looking at next season?
Yeah, I think it's a situation where Andy will play. I mean, he will probably play some first on his rehab too. Catching is important, you know, getting back behind the plate and doing that. And it's important for a couple reasons. Number one, just to get back there. And then number two, that's where the volume of throwing that you need to build up is going to come from, because of the fact that, you know, the catcher throws the ball more than anybody except for the pitcher. So that's important that the buildup comes that way. The versatility portion is going to be important. But honestly, the most important thing is just going to be getting at bats. You know, because he has missed the whole year, we need him to get as many bats as possible just to build himself back up.
Big question at shortstop. Is Kiner Falefa a reasonable option there? Is there a leader in the clubhouse? Could Hayes move over to short? Is that crazy? How do you think that situation plays out?
Yeah, there's no plans to move Key Bryan to short at all. We have not talked about that. And yeah, we think IKF can play short. It was one of the things when we acquired him that we felt he could do. You know, that's not to say going into the offseason, who knows? But I think right now we feel that IKF can play short.
Shelty, you're two games ahead of this exact point last year. How would you compare, contrast where the team is, where the franchise is compared to this point last year?
Well, I think we're in a situation where, and you've highlighted it at the beginning of the show, is like our starting pitching is in better shape. And, you know, I think that's, as we've talked about, is going to be the thing that's going to help us sustain and help us win games. I think offensively, we need to continue to take steps forward, both individually and as a club. So those are the important, you know, things that we'll focus on over the next couple weeks and into the off season. But I feel really good about where our pitching's at. I mean, you brought up not only Oviedo coming back, but, you know, you also have a situation where you brought up Chandler, but we also have Harrington that's made steps forward. Burroughs is back, being in a situation where, you know, he's healthy and on the mound. So pitching-wise, I think we're in pretty good shape. The consistency of our bullpen is something that we need to continue to focus on, because that has been something that, you know, has kind of plagued us over the last month or so, or month and a half. So consistency there is something that's going to be really important for us.
How do you feel about the prospect of Bednar moving ahead as your closer?
I feel encouraging about it. I mean, there's still room to go. I mean, I think we see him take steps forward, and, you know, the other day he didn't throw the ball as well, and we need to continue to make sure that the command of the fastball is where it's been, or where it's been previously. In the last couple of years, that's been the thing that's plagued him the most this year, and we need that to get back to the elite level that it was at. Because, I mean, he was at a level for 2 years where his fastball command was about as good as anybody's in the game.
Shelty, we appreciate the time. Good luck tonight.
All right. Hey, don't insult anybody this week, Austin. I mean, seriously, like, especially the Godfather.
Great advice. I'll
do my best. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of advice. Do not piss off Papiani. Like, come on.
Might be a little late for that, but
I didn't think he was angry. I'll call Bob right at the break and talk to him.
At least text him. All right. Thank you, Shelty.
All right. See you guys.
That was interesting, wasn't it?
Yes, that was like I was called into the principal's office like we think some of the players might be and issued a stern warning by Shelty.
Felt like the interview took a dark turn when I went to the job security thing.
Yeah.
Right? But I mean, when
he seemed more mad at, more angry at me than you about the Bob thing that we basically hyped up as a big thing, even though it's not at all.
I mean, it's just, it's weird to be talking about next season when you don't know what, who's going to be making the decisions. You know what I mean? It just feels like the elephant in the room as we're analyzing what's going to happen next year. But one thing for sure about the Pirates, one thing for sure, and this is why, you know, the idea of blowing it up again to me is ridiculous. No. They're going to start the season with Skeens, Jones, Keller, maybe Chandler, Oviedo, I don't know, Ortiz, Falter, a veteran. They're going to start the season, presumably, with an unbelievable rotation, I think. I think that's pretty incredible. A guy who a lot of people would be picking to win the Cy Young next year. The hard part should be taken care of around here. That's what drives you crazy. That's what everybody wants. They have the hard part taken care of.
And starting pitching. They have four key guys you can depend on. I play Oviedo in that category. He was terrific last season.
And then you put Cruz and Reynolds up at the top of your lineup somewhere. And I think Cruz is going to take off offensively next year. I really do. I think he's having a pretty good year this year.
And he hasn't been bad defensively in center. He hasn't been tested that much.
Right. But you got to find, you got to make sure the bullpen is where it needs to be going into next season. You may have to make a big decision on Bednar. I don't trust Ben Cherington to make those decisions, by the way. I don't know who would at this point after the roster that still last night has the likes of, you know, Alika Williams and Michael A. Taylor came into the game late and Triolo. And come on, what are we doing? Grandal got hot late, but sort of got hot after it didn't matter anymore.
Right.
And Rowdy, on balance, even though he got very hot, that was not a good signing. Would you agree with that?
No, it was good for a month or two, and that was really it. The other portions haven't been great. The one thing I did want to ask Shelty that I completely forgot about until like the very end is, why not let Paul Skeens throw to Henry Davis when healthy or Joey Bart, because those guys will be here next year and Yasmani Grandal will not?
That would have been a great question. You should have asked it.
I think about that every time I'm at a Skeens start or go or watch Paul Skeens pitch. And it slipped my mind and somebody reminded me.
We want you back to talk more Pittsburgh sports. This can be a very stressful time of year. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. Very easy to set up. Very easy to do something important for yourself here with people who really know what they're doing. So, yes, get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Big things happening ahead. Mike Tomlin, top of the hour. What's he going to say about the quarterbacks? That's what I'm interested in. I'm sure you are too. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off. and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.